2676, Jed T. James, west of Road 497, north of Sharptown Road, a special exception to retain and manufactured hemp on less than 5 acres.
Here first.
Okay.
Need your name and address, please.
My name is Jed T. James. My address is 18066 Escutcheon Branch Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Mr. James, do you swear in front of the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Board.
Can you explain to the Board your request for this?
My uncle Michael Dickerson has offered to sell me his portion of the family farm.
Mm-hmm.
Less 2 acres in the back where his daughter resides.
Okay.
She's been there for the last 10 years, and he would like to offer that to her.
Mm-hmm.
The single wide that's on the property has been existing since 84, I believe, and there's no intention of adding any other homes. There's in the foreseeable future, and we would like to continue operating as a farm.
So this mobile home is going to be for you?
No, the mobile home will be for his daughter.
For his daughter.
And she has lived there for the past 10 years.
Okay.
And that should be set on 2 acres of ground, and he's offered to sell me the front 12 acres of ground.
So the parcel that you're buying does not include the 2.1 acres for the mobile?
That is correct. That would be left to her.
Okay.
Doesn't it require 150 foot right away?
The parcel, the part of the farm that the mobile is on, is it to the rear of the property?
It is to the very back of the property, yes.
So the road frontage is only the frontage on the 12 acres that you're purchasing?
That is correct, and we've established an easement, a 50-foot right-of-way all the way back to the back 2 acres.
Okay. Is this a P&Z first?
No, has to.
How do they get a right of way? Property
they
has
might
to have. Property has to have 150 foot road frontage.
It's in the back of the property, and they're going to create an easement to
right,
get to it.
Right, it's in the back,
with.
The rear.
See, these 2 acres are all in the back of this.
Proposed.
Yeah, but without 150 feet, they need a variance for that.
Mm-hmm. We have been through one.
So I was wondering if you've been to planning and zoning already.
Yes, we have. And they've approved that first step.
The right of way?
Yes.
They approved the right of way for you?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got a copy of it here if you want to see it.
I think that's what we've got, just on a smaller scale.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, this is what we got. Okay.
So there was a road there anyway to get back here?
There's been a driveway there for the last, since 84. Yes.
Okay.
It's all existing.
Okay. And this is not, nothing new, the driveway or nothing.
No, that's
why
correct.
We've been there. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. The corner lot on the road that the easement travels across, is that? That's not included in the parcel that you're purchasing?
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes, there is two, the small corner lot and the 10, I'm not exactly sure of the acreage, but it's,
but
it is included, yes.
It says on the survey there that it's other lands of Mr. Dickerson?
Yes.
But you're purchasing that also?
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
You're going to leave that as a separate parcel? It's a separate parcel now, right?
It was broke out some years ago, yes.
Leave it just like it is?
We're going to just leave it like it is, yes.
Just the lot 1A is what's in question. They're getting the back to get the trailer out for their daughter. That's really what's in question here.
That is correct.
All right. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
And Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Records show there's one. You're in favor, ma'am? Okay, would you? Okay, you come forward, please. Sir, you can sit down right up front, if you would, please. Okay.
Sandra Spence, 18471 Seashell Boulevard, Lewis.
And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. First of all, I just have to say that I was unable to hear most of the conversation that went on about this, so if I repeat something that's already been covered, I apologize.
Okay, now you're in favor, though, of the application?
Yes, I am.
Oh, really? Thank you.
I read the code today, and the section that I found was section 115.20A, paragraph 1. And it said that manufactured homes only need 3/4 of an acre, and I didn't think it was that small. So I'd like to know what the minimum requirement is now for a manufactured home on a private lot.
Single wide and double wide?
This is a single wide, and it would only be permitted if new in a mobile or manufactured home park.
So are you telling me that there's no manufactured home single wides allowed anywhere in the county except in a park?
Correct, except those that have been
there before.
Those that were there before the ordinance was passed.
Oh.
Now, the reason this is before us is because the lot size is changing, and so it's basically treated as if it were.
Right. Well, I don't see any reason why somebody would have to have however many acres, more than 2 acres, when you could build a stick-built house on less than 2 acres, and it seems discriminatory not to allow it, so I favor it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Excuse me. Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10676, as I don't believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Can you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson. And a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10676. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.